Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my mature and responsible adult series. I make that voice because so much of this is, you know, what is a mature and responsible adult? You know, it's what you decide it is, right? And so these are some suggestions to help you go on that journey, but it's the journey that leads to you being the mature and responsible adult. Your willingness to go on the journey is what leads to you feeling empowered in your life. Well, this one's obvious. The next one, coming after body, you would expect this to make the list. Money. Learn how to do money in a way that makes you feel good. And I have a perspective around it that I've decided to call it clean finances, meaning free of lower energies, pure. The energy is pure around it. And it doesn't mean I'm perfect. It doesn't mean that I do everything right all the time. But more so, it means I am aware. So I'm not letting guilt or fear or lack or scarcity hang out in my life for long periods of time because it'll create a result. And so create and maintain clean finances. And again, that's free of lower energies, free of negative energies, free of guilt, shame, worry, doubt, all that stuff. So, and I've been teaching this for the last couple of years about the lanes of money. And I thought it was an Amanda thing, but it's actually mine. It's believe me, she contributed to a lot of the ways in which I see it this way. But think of money as lanes. And I've talked about this before. So there's the lane for earning an income or receiving money. There's the lane for savings. There's the lane for retirement. There's the lane for debt, which now I call lines of credit. Because debt is such a charged word. I was finding that, I mean, I still use the word debt, but it's so charged that it was taking me out of, okay, how can I see this area of my life as good? There's the lane for spending, which some people might put budgeting under there, but budgeting is also a charged word. I also think budgeting really doesn't work, but it does. I believe that I've heard enough people doing money well say that they just studied their habits. And I think that is 100% true. And they live within those habits. So it doesn't matter. I had a friend who spent, you know, when I say spent money on wine, like $50,000 a year on wine. And she had it worked out in her mind, in her budget. And so it didn't create a lot of tension or stress for her, right? So spending might have budgeting under it. I also call that just studying your habits and honoring your habits and doing what feels right and true to you in terms of spending, and then investing. So one more time, the lanes are earning income or receiving money, saving, retirement, debt, spending, and investing. And here's where things get wild. And this is what I did learn from Amanda. None of those lanes mean anything about each other. Because so if you think of it like lanes of a highway, think California, LA, big wide highway. We have a tendency to look at money as one big freeway. And we're just zigzagging back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Well, A, that's going to be hard, especially in traffic. You can't really do that. And if you're zigzagging back and forth through all the lanes and making all the lanes mean something about you, and you have to be in all the lanes to get to where you're going, it creates a lot of tension and stress and fear and worry, right? It's pretty, it's not so safe, right? Or you don't have a good sense of what safe is when you're zigzagging all over the place. So I encourage you, when it comes to these lanes of money, look at them as a lane, decide what you want in that lane, and focus on that. And you can do all of this simultaneously. but one doesn't mean something about the other. And I know there's a lot of theories out there that, oh, do this to do this to do this. But in truth, a lot of those perspectives might be based on a system that makes money off of you doing those things, right? And so maybe putting, you know, I know if you listen to some Susie Orman stuff, she'll say emergency fund and don't do these things, right? Don't spend your money out, don't eat out, and then you'll have more money for savings. But if you eat out and that's who you are, inevitably, even if you're putting all that money in savings, you're going to pull it out so you can do all the things you want to do, right? So you just start looking at them as individual lanes. And even if you think of Susie Orman, she came from the financial industry. She was, she worked on Wall Street or for, I know, in some type of investment organization. So that makes sense, the way she would teach us that way. And it probably does work for some people, maybe. But what I found is if you just focus on each of the lanes and you decide what you want in each of those lanes at any given time in your life, and you devote pure, clean energy to it, meaning you're not making yourself wrong, you're not feeling guilt and shame, you're not beating yourself up, you can create a really beautiful result. And it faster. It works faster. So we have this sense that, oh, when I get here with money, when I'm earning this, and I have this and this, then I'll feel good. But what I want to encourage you is to start feeling those good feelings now. So if it's freedom, that's a popular feeling around money that we're seeking, is to feel free. Then you look at your earning and say, how can I feel free in this area? And what is my truest desire? What is my truest desire? And get really specific and really clear about that and focus your attention on that in that particular area. And then you move to savings. Then you move to debt, or you move to retirement, or you move to spending, or you move to investing. And it doesn't mean they all need to be super important at the same time. You may be devoting a bit more energy to one lane than the other. You're still checking in with all the lanes. Got it? So that's my recommendation on seeing money. I would also say really look at childhood programming around money, look at societal programming around money, because it's a lot. Also look at limiting beliefs around money. Look at all the ways in which we could try to control life through money and control other people with money. All of that gets in the way of you having a really healthy and sustainable relationship with money. I've spent so much time studying money, I could go on forever and ever and ever. I could do show after show after show, talking every which way possible about money. Because it's fun and it's important and no one teaches us how to do it. So be willing to learn, and don't judge anybody else's journey and don't judge your own. Just be all in. I want my money situation to be like this and it feels good to me. As long as it feels good to you, you're on the right track. The minute that it starts to feel funky, weird, you're scared, you're not wanting to check your bank account, you're feeling shame, sit down and just have a conversation with yourself. It doesn't mean you've made a mistake. You may have made up in your mind that you have. You just need to sit down with yourself and say, okay, what's going on here? And if you're not used to doing self-inquiry and getting comfortable with acknowledging your feelings and why you feel a certain way, this process can feel odd. But just be with the oddness of it. You know, like, just try not to make it mean anything. Just keep asking yourself the question, like, oh, why am I feeling so much guilt and shame right now around my finances? Why am I? Because you'll be able to find a solution once you're clear why you're feeling the way you're feeling. If you start to see your feelings, again, it's just signs that they don't mean anything about you, and they don't mean anything about what's possible for you, and they don't mean anything about your future. Then you can really get clear about how to create the result that you most desire. Because oftentimes you might be just taking on somebody else's perspective or just being mean to yourself when you could totally resolve it with ease. So that's my show on money. A part of being a mature and responsible adult is creating and maintaining clean finances. And the way I'm using clean is free of lower energies, free of negativity, free of negative feelings. You're not making a mistake if you know what's up. Yeah, things are going to happen that don't go the way you want them to go. But I promise you, either there was a sign that you missed in that process, or there's a blessing in what you're what you've decided is wrong, right? So be willing to stay open, stay lighthearted about it, and really, really look at childhood programming around money. And if you're in business for yourself, finally heard a teacher say this, I've been thinking it for years, it's a different relationship with money when you're in business for yourself compared to working for someone else, and even compared to having a side hustle. When your full-time job is a business, you're going to have to really look at some money beliefs in a different way. And so be willing to do that. I can help you do that if you need to. Yeah, you can do it. Money gets to be your friend. Money gets to be a support system. Money gets to work well for you. Money gets to be your own thing, just like your body. Your relationship with your money needs to be your own thing. And I'll add this, and I've said this before on a podcast, make sure you are surrounding yourself with people who see money the way you want to see it, the way you want it to go for you. Surround yourself with people who also think that way. It will just make your life easier, particularly around money. So if you do have a whole big group of broke friends talking about, oh my God, everything costs so much, and you really want to be wealthy, and you want to look at price as just, it's what it is, and it's a choice. I get to do what I want to do. My thing is, it costs what it costs, right? If you want to really up your game in that area, you might have to start surrounding yourself with different people. It's just so easy to fall back into lower ways of thinking around money, because it's also so socially accepted to talk shit about money. But those that are truly wealthy, they don't have those conversations. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you're looking for a coach, an intuitive coach, I would love to support you in reaching your financial goals, your professional goals, your relationship goals. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this program, and I have a few more shows left in this series. Take care.